get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why shouldn't it be true? I get a kick out of brew. There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf. Tempt me, do a number on a label. Beat up all the MCs and drink them under the table like it's on me. Put it on my tab, kid, however you get there. Foot it, cab it, iron horse it. You leave it on your face, forfeit. Across the mic, hold it like the heat, he might toss it. Told her, tell him they stole it. He told her he lost it. She told him, get off it and a bunch of other more shit. Getting money, DTs be getting no new leads. It's like he eating watermelon, stay spitting new seeds. It's the weed, give me some of what he drooping off. Soon as he wake up, choking like it was whooping cough. They grouping soft. First hour at the open bar and they trooping off. He went to go laugh and get some head by the side road. She asked him autograph her derriere red to wide load. This yard bird tastes like fried toad. Turn love villain. Take pride in code words. Crooked eye mode nerd geek with a cold heart. Probably still be speaking in rhymes as an old fart. Study how to eat to die by the pizza guy. Know he's not too fly to ski. Squeeze her eye, and squeeze her thigh. Maybe give her curves a feel. The same way she feel it when he flow with nerves of steel. They call a super when they need their back on plumbing fix. Howard's only one left, the pack coming six. Whatever happened to 2 and 3? A Herb tried to slide with 4 and 5 and got caught. Like, what you doing, chief? Don't make him have to get cutting like truancy. Matter of fact, not for nothing, right now, you and me, looser than a pair of Adidas. I hope you bought your spare tweeters. MCs sound like cheerleaders, rapping and dancing like redhead kingpin. Dude came to do the thing again, no matter who be blinging. He do it for the smelly hubbies. Seeds know what time it is, like it's time for Teletubbies. Few can do it, even fewer can sell it. Take it from the dude who wear a mask like a tartan helmet. He plots shows like robberies. In and out, 1, 2, 3, nobody's please. Run the cash and you won't get a wet sweatshirt. The mic is the shoddy, nobody moves, nobody get hurt. Bring heat like the boy done gone to war. He came in the door, and everybody on the floor. A whole string of jobs like we on tour. Every night, on a score, coming to your corner store.
Now that the representative from South Africa has been mind programmed, all of the world's leaders on Earth are under my control. And when they meet tomorrow in special session, I, Doom, shall be voted master of the world. My plan is foolproof, but just in case.
And what about smoke?
Now you keep your eyes open. When I tell you, start snapping.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nice cigar.
I am risking my life to tell you with great concern that I must warn you. You must listen. Many among you have had their minds taken over. What a story. Start snapping.
I wish I'd brought my autograph book.
Your attempts at humor bore me.
Right, Leadhead.
You're weird.
Why is everyone staring at us?
Oh, I should have realized. We must look like freaks to them.
Relax, mister. Just do your thing.
Get a good grip on my...
Boy, I'll bend your readout meter for you, you little...
I knock it off, Ben.
What's the matter?
Oh, Ben.
You're nothing but a chicken head.
You overgrown crazy.
Hold it.
Okay, so for the past few years, I've been wanting to make a podcast episode about it, but I never really wanted to talk about it because I just said I'm just going to leave them alone. But now I just, oh God, I'm so fucking livid right now that I feel like I have to do this. And I do apologize in advance for the swear words and for the anger that's going to be sort of expressed in front of me because I just can't take this fucking bullshit anymore, okay? So ever since I... join the quote-unquote film criticism community on Twitter. There pretty much have been three camps I believe so, on film Twitter. First one are the critics, the people who don't give a shit about the other two camps and just state their opinion on Twitter. And if they're being attacked by their opinions, they just don't care. And they move on, which is pretty much in the camp that I land in. I state my opinions on Twitter. I don't give a shit what people think about me. And I don't give a shit what, you know, I don't give a shit what they think about me. And that's it. You know, there's nothing, I never say anything racist, homophobic, or anything like that. But, you know, opinions on movies, politics, etc. I give my opinions freely because it's free speech. But of course, with always a respectful, maybe, not really, but a sort of respectful line. That's kind of me. All right. However, I do call out the other two camps, gatekeepers and shills, ones that will literally die and cut their own wrists for a movie studios and shill incessantly or inconsistently. I don't know how to say it in English. I'm sorry. But they will incessantly shill on a studio with the sole purpose of selling a product. And the worst camp of them all, even worse than shills, are these elitist film bros. The film bros is a very dangerous species in the realm of critical thought, even more dangerous than shills, because the shill's job is just to sell a product, all right? It's, of course, very dishonest when you didn't like a movie, for example, Wonder Woman, you didn't like it, but you have to say that you liked it for the clout, for the interviews, for the premieres, for the screeners, for the award show opportunities. It's obviously very dishonest, but it isn't as dangerous, I think, in my opinion, as elitist film bros who believe they own the world because they're so, with their stupidly self-important, righteous, pompous, elitist attitude. They believe they have the most superior taste in film known to man. They believe they know so much about cinema. And the people that like, God forbid, the people that like Marvel movies, Star Wars movies, or big blockbuster cinemas are just simpleton virgins who don't know how to watch, appreciate, and review a film because they have no taste. First of all, there is no such thing as good or bad taste. All film, all art, whether it's literature, whether it's, you know, visual arts, music, video games, whatever, is subjective. I fucking hated Wonder Woman 1984. I thought it was a piece of garbage. There are many of my friends who loved it. And guess what? It's totally fine. I don't agree with their opinions, but I respect them. If they don't annoy me with them, I will respect their opinions on Wonder Woman. I will agree to disagree. But film bros cannot agree to disagree. They will bring people down for, God forbid, their opinions. Their opinions on movies and TV. They will bring them down. They will bring down corporate shills and they will bully them into thinking that their way of thinking, well, not really, their way of selling is wrong and they don't know shit about cinema because I've seen Bergman. I've seen Tarkovsky. I know what real cinema is. And it pains me that these fucking idiots like David Ehrlich and Josh Lewis have more followers than some of the best contemporary critics out there. Because they're known to be these sort of idiots on Twitter who like to be pompous and self-righteous because they believe that they're the only ones that know everything there is to know about cinema. Even though y'all don't know shit. Nobody knows anything about cinema. Not me. Not the film bro. Not the shill. No one. Okay? I have been to film school. That doesn't mean I know anything about cinema. I know jack shit about it. Jack shit. I only know it from my personal point of view. And that's fine. But they don't believe they know it from their own personal point of view. They believe they're the this is the purveyors I want to be. I don't know much English, even though I speak good English. I can say that I speak good English. Yes, they believe that they are the warriors, the ones that will protect cinema. Because, good God, they've seen a movie from Ingmar Bergman. They've seen a film from Akira Kurosawa. They know what cinema is. And the people that haven't seen any of these movies know jack shit. Exhibit A of the elitism in film Twitter was a tweet written by Josh Lewis yesterday about, good God, he was calling out corporate shills for doing their job. You know, it's the norm whenever a new Marvel movie comes out, or in this case, a Marvel Studios TV show, WandaVision, that the early reactions for the film or the TV show are always overwhelmingly positive. Because Disney gives out screeners, or they bring them to premieres and advanced screenings to the people that they will know will probably give the movie a very favorable review without them really thinking too much about its flaws. And then once the movie actually comes out, this is where the real discussion begins with the actual critics giving critical thought, as opposed to just, oh, it's amazing, it's unlike anything Marvel Studios has ever done, best MCU movie ever made, you know? But that's the norm. It's the norm for big movies to have these incredible reactions at first to bring some level of overhype. I don't pay attention to these shills because, well, I want to make up my own damn mind about WandaVision, all right? Everybody loved The Mandalorian. Everybody said The Mandalorian is amazing. Oh, God. It's fine. It's not great. It's not bad. It's fine. Okay? Season 2 is good. I really enjoyed Season 2, but it was not amazing. I hated the ending. I thought Luke Skywalker had nothing to do in this. Nothing. Yet they found a way to bring him back. Doesn't matter. All right? But it's my opinion. And I don't give a shit what some shill thinks of Wonder Woman, that it's the movie that we need right now and the best DC film since The Dark Knight, though only the real ones know. Because I hated Wonder Woman, but there are people that love Wonder Woman, and it's fine. It's fine, all right? And nobody with critical thought, with someone that wants to make up their own damn mind about a movie or a TV show will pay attention to anyone that has an opinion on a film. That's it. Even if the opinion isn't really an opinion, it's just selling points. It's just someone trying to sell you a product. If you think this guy's just trying to sell me shit, I'm not interested, then what do? You don't listen to that person. You don't read that person. That's it. It's over. There's nothing else in the discussion that needs to be brought up. But these film bros like Josh Lewis believes it's important to them to remind everybody that people, corporate shills, who, God forbid, do their job, is wrong. And he's been annoying me for the past few months on Twitter. I follow him. I was friends with him on Facebook. Then I blocked him because he was a fucking annoying piece of shit, truly. And then he blocked me on Twitter when I called him out for being a hypocritical, cynical, elitist, pompous asshole. Because that's who he is. So he screenshots the tweets for Eric Davis' review, not really review, of WandaVision. He's one of the managers for Fandango. So, of course, someone that works for Fandango will shill on a movie so people will buy tickets for it and see it. In that case, it is Disney Plus, but he wants people to subscribe to Disney Plus because he probably got paid by Disney. And if there's a good amount of subscribers watching WandaVision, that maybe he'll get something in return. This is pure speculation on my part, by the way. And so he posted screenshots of Eric Davis's review of WandaVision and Wonder Woman and another critic's, I cannot pronounce her name, I apologize, I won't, of WandaVision and Wonder Woman, thinking, oh God, it's happening again. Shills are trying to sell you a product made by a billion-dollar corporation. Oh no, what does film criticism come to, even though that's what they've been doing since the inception of Twitter? So it's not surprising that they're doing it. And so someone wrote, it's happening. People are liking a thing. I'm not sure what the issue is here. And then he decides to, well, be a self-righteous, egotistical idiot, elitist idiot, saying, how convenient this must be to simply love everything a studio slops in front of you. It would probably suck to think something is just fine or bad when your job depends on the early access you get to participate in the marketing process of said slop. Well, exactly, dude. Exactly. Their job is to participate in the marketing of a movie. That's it. That's all they do. And guess what? They get paid a lot of money. My question for you is, if you were paid $500,000 a year, $500,000 a year, to get early access to movies, to go to the Oscars, to go to film festivals, to go to interview celebrities on Zoom or in person, to go to junkets, Comic-Con, to have access to literally everything, all right? Press access for TIFF, press access for Cannes Film Festival. Everything that your dreams are offering you that you can't get, but now you can. You get paid $500,000 a year to do all of this, first class flights, etc., whatever, anything your heart desires. But the only commitment you have to do is to shill on movies. Would you do it? Would you do it? The answer is probably, because you get to boast that you're at Comic-Con, that you're at Cannes, that you're at whatever, TIFF, doesn't matter. But you have to shill on movies. That's the only thing you have to do to guarantee your job until you can retire with a pension. Would you do it? I'd do it. I wouldn't lie. I'd fucking do it. This guy probably makes not a lot of money. And so he's jealous of the fact that these people have clout. And the only thing that they're doing is their job. They're selling a film, or in this case, a TV show. And who cares what they think? Who cares what they think? And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? He's being ratioed on Twitter. Someone wrote, people are liking superhero media. Holy shit. Holy fuck. I'm going to start crying. Somebody help me. I can't control my shaking. I'm going to have a fucking panic attack. Like, let people like things. Let people enjoy things. All right? If you're mad that they're enjoying content being released by both production companies, then you're weird. Well, it's literally their job to view this before everybody else. If they like it, then they like it. Well, they automatically like it because they get paid, I don't know how many dollars, by Disney and Warner Brothers to shill on them. Not sure why you're so hurt by it. Oh God, someone has an opinion on the show. Oh God, oh fuck. Yeah. People enjoying things, not on my watch. Josh Lewis believed that it is his right to say to people, you don't have taste. You don't know what cinema is. You have no idea what you're talking about because you're just a corporate shill who will just sell a product to consumers who will then, they will consume the product, and then more movies and shows will be made by the same studios forever and ever and ever, and they are ruining cinema. Hey, without superhero movies, I'm sorry to say this, without superhero movies, cinema would probably be in a worse state than it is right now. Superhero movies, sorry, are saving the box office. Wonder Woman 1984 had the best box office results for the COVID-19 pandemic since the pandemic broke. It's not tremendous. I don't know how much it made, but it was not terrible either, considering the fact that we're in the global pandemic. Let me just see here. It made $131.4 million out of a $200 million budget. It's not terrible, considering the fact that we're in a pandemic. It's a lot better than Tenet's box office. But God forbid, people like things. How big of a stick do you have to have planted firmly up your ass to be this cynical? Truly, all right? Like, people like movies or TV shows, or people just overwhelmingly like movies and TV shows. And what the fuck is wrong with that? Truly, what the fuck is wrong with people, oh God, liking things? Oh, because they're made by a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and usually corporate shills will just overwhelmingly praise them for getting and then get a paycheck. It's wrong. Because you believe their opinion is wrong? Just fuck off. Truly. Nobody cares. It's so amazing for your mental state, I believe. It's really beneficial for your mental state to improve it, and critical thinking is to ignore the shills and make up your own damn mind instead. Because you complain about these shows, you complain about WandaVision, you complain about Marvel, et cetera, and yet you still watch it. That's how it fucking works, all right? But no, I have to be self-righteous. I have to tell people that it's wrong for other people, blue checkmark shills, to like things. Oh God, oh fuck. You have to be a real idiot to care about what these shills think, all right? When I realized that the Collider criticism echo chamber was nothing but corporate shills just masturbating on properties like Marvel and Star Wars, I stopped watching them. That was it. I found better film criticism. There are great film critics out there that give honest, good opinions on a movie. Sometimes I don't agree. Sometimes I agree, and that's it. But you cannot in any capacity call out their bad taste, because there is no such thing as bad taste or bad takes. If they want to sell you something, sell you a product, they have the right to do it. We live in a fucking free country. And you know, some people I know that live in this corporate world, that are in the corporate worlds of shilling, get paid a lot of money and get so much clout. How can you not envy them? I envy Eric Davis. I like Eric Davis. He's a good fucking dude, all right? He's good to interact with on Twitter. He's a genuinely good person, unlike you, Josh Lewis, who believes that, oh, I have to call out the shills, even though they're doing their job. What the fuck is wrong with doing your job? I'm sorry. A guy like Dean Graziosi, whose job is to sell his stupid courses through persuasion, is, you know, it's a terrible practice, sure, but it's a job nonetheless. And Dean's a good dude. Dean makes millions of dollars. He's a great guy. Dean Graziosi makes millions of dollars selling his innumerable courses online because he believes that he's giving a service to people and there's value to his courses, even though there isn't. I've done some of his courses. Not my thing. But for some people, it is their thing. But he's a genuinely good person. Genuinely good person. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And there ain't nothing wrong with overhyping a film to shreds when your job is to overhype a film, or in this case, a TV show, to shreds. Now, I haven't seen WandaVision. I requested a screener for WandaVision. I didn't get it. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. I didn't know if I was going to like Wonder Woman or not. I didn't. I'm always honest with my mind. But the only thing that I can do is to make up my own damn mind about a movie. That's it. I don't care what idiots like Josh Lewis thinks of Wonder Woman, of or of WandaVision, or of Star Wars, or of anything, really. Because it doesn't matter. But what I don't like is when these idiots believe that they're righteous. They're elitist. They show their little privilege that they know more about movies than the average moviegoer does because they watch 5 movies a day. You know, that shit needs to stop. This film bro stuff needs to stop. And I will call out all the film bros for their idiotic tweets and idiotic behavior, irrational behavior. Because that's not film discussion. It's gatekeeping. It's trying to be the person that knows the most about a thing and bringing other people down when you don't like them. If you don't like a film made by Disney, and trust me, most movies made by Disney suck, okay? I thought Soul, a lot of people love Soul. I thought Soul was just bleh, just fine, okay? I'm a Disney, and I say this by owning Disney shares. No one can sell me stuff made by Disney, and I will automatically like it, all right? But if you don't like something made by Disney, don't bring somebody else down who may like the thing made by Disney. Oh, it's propaganda or something. I don't know. There are people that love Mulan. Mulan is shit. It's garbage. The remake. Even though we know about the trouble production and how, God, Disney praised the Communist Party of China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to talk about it, but we know all this. And yet there's some people that might like it. And if people like it, don't bring him down by saying, oh, so you like communist Chinese propaganda, do you? Well, fuck you. No. Okay, you like it. Cool. I didn't. I'm going to explain you why. And I'll explain you why you shouldn't like it. But if you still like it, it's fine. But no. No, I have to be this elitist idiot who tells you that it is wrong to like a product because the Marvel show isn't just unlike anything Marvel Studios has ever done. It's a product. And I haven't seen it, but I know it's a product. And it was like Jeremy Griggs. Remember Jeremy Griggs when he was making like 10 videos on Brie Larson every day because he was offended by her femininity, right? And he said that Captain Marvel is just nothing but social justice propaganda. And then he was like, But I haven't seen it, so you don't know that it's social justice propaganda if you haven't seen it. So you shouldn't talk about it. Same thing with Josh Lewis was like, oh God, people are liking a superhero show that I haven't even seen. God, oh God, when will the shilling end? Oh my God. Who cares what they think? The only thing that matters is what you think. I can watch WandaVision. I haven't seen it yet. Next week or Friday. And say, well, this sucked. I hated it. Good God. The first episode sucked. I could say that, okay? Mandalorian, there were two. I think the most praised episode was number 6. The Tragedy by Robert Rodriguez. I thought it sucked. I thought it was such a vapid, horribly directed, sloppily edited, put together episode that really just showed how bad of a filmmaker Robert Rodriguez is because he films on the fritz and it's awful. But a lot of people fucking loved it. And that's fine. That's totally fine. Jesus Christ. It's totally fine. God forbid, all right? There are people that believe that the sentence, let people enjoy things, ruins any discussion that somebody has with art or film. But it doesn't. Just let people enjoy things. Let people like what the fuck they want to like. Fucking Christ, without bringing them down. Oh, you like a Marvel movie. Well, fuck you. You don't know what real cinema is. Shut up. Shut up. My God. Shut up. Jesus, shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a shit about your elitist position on Marvel, okay? I like Marvel movies. Oh, God. I like Marvel movies. I don't like all the Marvel movies. Ant-Man and the Wasp, not very good. Captain Marvel, it's fine. Some of the MCU shows are terrible. Dark Phoenix was garbage, okay? I don't like all the MCU movies. I don't like all the Marvel movies. I'm not a shill. But I enjoy them. They're fun entertainment, you know? Some of the greatest theater experiences in my entire life were watching Marvel movies when I was a kid. God damn it, the Avengers was such a defining moment for me in the cinema, the first one. It's not a very good movie. It's not like a terribly amazing movie. When I was a kid, wow. You know, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. And Endgame, God, the experience of seeing Endgame in a theater was like a motherfucking rock concert. It was electric, okay? Going there opening day, I had an exam the following day. I was like, no way. I'm going to study the whole week. I didn't have school. I just had an exam on the Saturday. And I said, you know, I'm going to study the whole week so I can see Endgame on the Friday for my break. It's going to be my study break. I'm going to earn it. So I went. Studied the whole week. Prepared all my notes because I had the right to my notes. And then Friday, I woke up and I went to see Endgame. And it was packed. It was packed and it was amazing. The experience of seeing this in a packed theater in IMAX 3D was incredible. Now, does it have flaws? Sure. Was it amazing being in a theater full of people, seeing one of the most historic blockbusters ever made for a comic book film? Hell fucking yes. Hell fucking yes. And there ain't nothing wrong with enjoying a Marvel movie. And there also ain't nothing wrong with enjoying a film made by Kurosawa. Okay? If a lot of people loved each other, the world would be a better place to live. Words of wisdom. But people like Josh Lewis can't fucking get it. They can't fucking realize that there are people that don't like movies made by Tarkovsky. I don't like movies made by Kurosawa or whatever, even though, you know, The Mirror is one of the greatest movies ever made. Stalker is one of the greatest movies ever made. That's my opinion. But the most important thing is there are people that revel in comic book cinema, that love to discuss comic books, movies, and Marvel, and Star Wars, and all that. And it's fine to have that division. It's also fine to have people that really like to critically discuss cinema. Here's a great website that you can visit right now, filmcred.com. There's some incredible writing. Incredible writing. Off the charts, incredible writing. That you can access on filmcred.com. Right away. Incredible writing. Made by great people who have a genuine passion for film and write thoughtful analyses, respectful analyses on movies. Compared to this dude who, you know, has a job at a movie theater programming movies and shitting on people for having opinions on Twitter because he believes that he has the most righteous one. In the words of my late grandfather, Josh Lewis, fuck you. I don't give a shit. Okay? I'm glad you blocked me. I blocked you on Facebook now. I'm not whining about it. No. I wanted to make this before he blocked me, but I was so fucking livid of what he posted. Because he believes he's the most righteous person in the world. I mean, he really... Always a wonderful day on here when your mentions are this, like this being, oh, wow, not a good look, sir. How about let people freaking enjoy things? Yeah. It's so easy to dislike things and being this bully who believes that you know everything there is to know about real cinema, even though there is no such thing about real cinema, even though there's no such thing about movies or there is such a thing about movies. No, there is no such thing about good taste or bad takes, good takes or bad takes. It's all fucking subjective. Yes, let people enjoy things. Who gives a shit what other people think? About movies, about TV, about politics, about culture. All right? I got friends who are Trump supporters. The most extremist friends that I had that were Trump supporters, I cut ties with all of them. Because they were defending the insurrection attack on the Capitol Hill. And that, no, I can't be friends with these idiots, you know? Yeah, I've met people that are Trump supporters and then I kept contact with them on Facebook, whatever, all right? I like to have dialogue with different people. But when you start doing conspiracy theories like it's Antifa that are attacking the Capitol and shit like that, then I'm not friends with you anymore. Go fuck yourself. All right? But there are other people that are Trump supporters that I respect. But if you start, you know, but again, it's important to have dialogue with people respectfully, not disrespectfully. If you start, good God, if you start spewing me conspiracy theories on shit, then I'm not going to like you because you don't think critically. You just spew out whatever theories out there on the internet, like QAnon. It's a disproven conspiracy theory. But whatever. Apparently, you know, we're all being controlled by the deep state. No, we're not. But okay, doesn't matter. And so in conclusion of my very long and livid rant, I'm particularly angry at people who believe they know anything, everything there is to know about cinema, when they don't, because nobody does. Don't be a film bro. If you want me to like you, don't be a film bro. I will like shills more than I will like film bros because I can actually talk to shills respectfully with respect and with dignity compared to film bros that are just there to titillate Twitter users and believe that they know everything there is to know about everything when nobody fucking does. All right. I hope that each and every one of you has had a happy new year, a happy 2021. Let's wish all of each other good health, the vaccine, and hopefully we'll see some of you. I'll see some of you in person whenever I'm vaccinated. I don't know when, because the vaccinating process in Quebec is very fucking slow. But whatever. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you back here very soon.